Ackerman. In 2000, he came to speak for our summer staff training, and he was pretty good. So the next year, we had a speaker that couldn't come, and so Norman came in and pinched hit, and he's spoken many times for our family camps. Norman is a gifted speaker, and you're gonna find that out. God has really blessed him and given him a gift. He loves God's word, and you will be delighted. Norman is a campus director for the Fox Valley, which would be Appleton, Nina Menasha, and Oshkosh. He's also supervises the NAV staff in Wisconsin. He served at the University of Eau Claire for 7 years as the campus director, and then for 10 years at the University of Illinois. He has 4 kids, great kids, and Norman, come on up and tell us what you're going to speak about.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's good to be back here at Fort. My oldest son, Tom, and I were trying to figure out when the last time we were here was. We think it was 4 or 5 years ago, so it's been a while. And as I was looking across camp, I was scanning for faces that were familiar, and there are not a lot of you, so it's a privilege to be able to address you. Glad that you're here this week. As Tom said, I have 4 kids, and two of my two sons are here right now. My 2 daughters will be coming midweek. They're on a missions trip, but they'll be coming in. And so Tom is my 21-year-old son who is going to be, well, he's technically 20, but, you know, you get so close to a birthday on July 31st that you just sort of grant him legal status. And he did introduce our family because I was standing in the back. And so, you know, Tom is 20. He'll be a junior at the University of Missouri. Joseph is also here. He's going to be a 4th grader next year. So he's my 9-year-old. And then my daughter, Kayla, is 18, just graduated high school and is going to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. And then my daughter, Rachel, will be a junior. So you'll see the girls. My wife, Katie, is now with the Lord in heaven. And so she passed away 1.5 years ago after living with cancer for 7 years. So it is wonderful and difficult, actually, to be back at Fort without her. Never done that before, other than just visiting my daughter last summer when she was serving up here. Fort is a tremendously special place for our family. As Tom said, we've been coming up since 2000. The first family camp I came to, I had no idea what a family camp was. This is going to sound so ridiculous, but again, I was kind of pinch hitting for a speaker who couldn't come at the last minute. And so I showed up by myself because we didn't even know if the kids were supposed to come to it. It's a family camp. You'd think we would put that together, but we didn't. And so I called Katie. I was like, you guys could come. This is a great place. And so the kids and Katie came for, you know, the second half of the week, and the rest was history. We came back year after year after year. So our kids have really grown up coming to Fort. It's a special place for us, and I hope it will be for you who are here for the first time. You're going to love it. There may be some challenges with the weather and the mosquitoes. I understand the mosquitoes will be gone tomorrow, you know, but ultimately, even the challenges will make wonderful memories. The staff have been great for us. So that's a bit about my story. I'll be telling bits and pieces of it along the way. This week, when you come back here tomorrow morning, those of you adults who are actually going to be here and staying, bring your Bibles with you. Here's the idea that we're going to be pursuing. In this life, God is going to direct us through adversity. We're going to walk through challenges. You already have, all of you, even you kids who are in here, you know what it's like to walk through difficult times. What is God trying to accomplish in our lives when he takes us wandering through the wilderness, is how we would say it, you know, using the idea from the Old Testament that God had the nation of Israel wandering through the wilderness. Why? Well, we'll be looking at that passage, particularly focusing on Deuteronomy chapter 8 for most of the week, but we're going to start in Matthew 4 tomorrow morning, looking at Jesus as the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. What are some of the things that we learn from his experience in the wilderness? And then we'll be reflecting on God's lessons for his people as they wandered in the wilderness in Deuteronomy 8. Ultimately, just trying to understand when God takes us through times of trial, what is he trying to accomplish in our lives? So we know that our circumstances change radically at times. We know that our emotions change radically. We know that the Lord does not change ever. And so what is our rock trying to do in our lives as we experience these ups and downs? And I just have to say this as my final comment. You know, I was coming into camp today. Did you see the banner as you were coming in? I think it was on a flagpole, but it said, "I do not change." And I thought to myself, am I driving into boys' camp? Did I take a wrong turn? I do not change. That seemed like it might be the theme for the youth camp. And I was telling my, you know, I was like, my sons, you have to. You can't, mom's not here, but you have to change this week. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, that's the theme for the week. I, the Lord, do not change. That is good news for us as we go through the ups and downs of life. We're going to be looking at what the Lord wants to accomplish through those times in our lives. I look forward to tomorrow morning. God bless you.
So I'd like to pray for Norman and pray God's blessing on him and us as we enjoy this week together. So let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that you love us and care for us. We thank you that you're a sovereign God. I don't think any one of us is here by mistake. You've called all of us to be here this week. I pray for Norman, Father, that you would give him liberality as he teaches and preaches. And may we have open hearts and open souls to hear what he has to teach. And so, Father, we're grateful for this week. We're grateful for this time together. We pray that we'll have a safe week, but we have a week that is, at the end of it, we can say, Father, you have been glorified by the things that happen here. So we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.